Chapter 3. One of the things about Miss Margaret Moran that I liked was that although she wasn't very fond of me, I could tell she was still keeping an eye on my dancing. I knew if she saw anything wrong, she was going to point it out as fast as she could. She told me to show up at 2:30, and that was fine with me, because by then, me and Stubby had got Jack's cart loaded up and they were on their way. "You want to watch me dancing in the hallway?" I asked her. "I could dance up and down this..." "No, I don't want Miss King poking her nose over the steps and seeing me with you," Miss Moran said. "That woman can take a puff of bad air and blow it up into a hurricane in a heartbeat." Miss King was about 80 and lived on the first floor with her two dogs. Whenever you came in late at night, you could see the door cracking open and you knew she was peeping at you. And if you were doing anything that she could spread around the neighborhood, she would certainly be spreading it. Miss Moran's apartment was a surprise. Most of the places Jack rented out had a few pieces of furniture, maybe a bed and a table, a stove, some chairs, and a chest of drawers. The room that opened up onto the hallway in Miss Moran's apartment was large and had a small kitchen area, and chairs she had put around the wall, and two or three rugs she had kind of thrown together to cover most of the floor. "Can you do a square clog step?" she asked. "I can do anything," I said.
"So, let's see it."
I started thinking of something to dance to and came up with a tune called Carrie Strutting, which I figured Miss Moran would know. I hummed a bit of it and started with a basic step for 4 beats and then doubled it, then back to the basic for just 2 beats and doubled it again.
"You're off rhythm,"
Miss Moran said.
"You can't count, Miss Moran," I said. "If there's anything I know about, it's rhythm."
"No, you don't," Miss Moran said.
"You call me Margaret. I'm not so old you need to call me like I'm your mother, and you wait right here until I get back."
She flicked her fingers like she was snapping them, but it didn't produce any sound. She turned and headed to the door and was out like a shot, leaving me alone. I liked the way the place looked.